I wanna drip like this. I wanna drip like this. Do some work in the morning. Now I'm on the midnight shift. I wanna drip like this. I wanna drip like this. Oh, they want me in a casket. Can't kill me, I'm a bad bitch. I wanna drip like this. I wanna drip like this.
I've been seeing in my timeline that a couple of NBA players that I grew up watching ended up filing for divorce. One was Alonzo Mourning. He was married for 22 years. And he was caught with a new beau, a new lady out in South Beach right away. I mean, that was a very interesting thing. You know, the moment people decide to separate and the process doesn't even start, here he is doing his thing with the new beau. I mean, must be nice. Must be nice when you have money and you're a person that's known that the ladies are just waiting, chomping at the bit. You know, I wonder how that feels, you know, as a regular guy here that can't even get a date. Like, how must it feel to know that women, like beautiful women, must want you? Because not because you're attractive, but because you provide and have this lifestyle notoriety that is above their current batch of men. Like, it's just very fascinating to me, man. Like, I would just like to, I always think about this, like one day just renting a Lamborghini and then going down to South Beach and just spending like a drunken sailor and seeing what kind of reaction I've had. I did that one time. I didn't do it myself, but someone allowed me to be involved with them. It was in Atlanta. I knew a guy and his best friend happened to have a lot of money, but you know, he was not doing it in a legitimate way. But ended up being invited to go into the club with them to 112, which is a famous establishment over there in Atlanta. And but we drove up there in one of those classic Cadillacs, drop tops, and just showed up. And the whole night he was just spending money, tipping everybody, going lavish, right? And what the guy was telling me was that the reason he spends money like that in the beginning is because once you show the club and the people that you're here to spend money, they take care of you. So essentially what he says is that because he'll go in there, spend $5,000 for the night, then the club will take care of him every time he comes in, VIP. And I remember that experience because it was all of a sudden all these women were around and they were just having drinks. And it was just really fascinating. For me, I was just observing, taking it all in. And it, you know, it's just one of those many experiences I've had where the illusion of money, the illusion of having notoriety makes a big difference as far as for a guy. For a woman, I really do feel this. I'll keep saying this over and over again. Attraction matters. I was seeing this post that a guy talking about that a girl at Target won't settle for somebody. She won't work. She won't date somebody at the store, basically. That she's basically looking for somebody higher and up. And I'm like, that's everybody. You know, that's all girls in general. They're just looking for, it's called hypergamy. And it was just very interesting because the guy's response was, I don't care where she works. If she looks good, she can get it. Which is true. So I thought that was a, you know, very interesting thing that I saw Alonzo Mourning. 22 years, man. He ended up separating. Not even officially divorced. He's out there enjoying the good life out there in South Beach. And then I saw this one, which is another NBA athlete, Kevin Garnett. He was a very good player. And the one thing that he was known for, he was one of the first athletes to get an over $100 million contract. So, and needless to say, he's made a few bucks in his heyday. But he ended up filing for divorce, or some divorce was happening. And he has two kids with his wife. And he signed the prenuptial agreement. And she's still getting $100,000 a month on top of additional money that she's asking for attorney fees and deposits and so on and so forth. Mind you, signed the prenup where she will only get paid $1 million after it's all said and done. But now she's asking for $100,000 monthly, combination of child and spouse support. I mean, that's I just look at it. It doesn't make sense to me why people with money will get married. Is it a pride thing? Is it the fact that you take care of her and she's going to be I don't know. It's just a really weird thing to me that, and I don't understand that because I'm not in that position. I'm just a regular guy. But I think it's just very fascinating for me to just see the cost that these guys pay. He had to pay for attorney fees. He had to pay for, and then he's asking for joint custody. And she's not trying to give him joint custody. So I don't know who he was cheating with, but, you know, hell had no fury. And I see things like this, that the fact that he signed a prenuptial agreement, this is why I'm not for prenuptial agreements, because people find loopholes in them. There's no airtight prenuptial agreement that it seems like every prenuptial is tested at court. And that's where I don't, it's like, why do it at all? You know, I had that conversation with somebody before where, would you get married if you have a prenuptial? And I was like, nah, I don't think so. Because those things, there's a loophole to those, even though I don't have any money. But I'm just saying in general, I don't want to be on the hook for whatever crazy demands someone has if things go awry. I don't know. It's just fascinating, man, how people still pull the plunge. And I just go back to this, that it's the pressure of keeping the girl. For a guy, the pressure of keeping that girl, keeping that companion, is what ultimately happens. Because I believe when people are dating and it's been 7 years and they still not married, that pressure kicks in. They start worrying about security and what about me, and are we going to make this official? Even though you're enjoying and having the best time of your life, for some reason, if you're not legally tying it, it's a problem. And I just go back to power of attorney. I go back to there's another one, power of attorney, and then you have a will. Those things cover the basis of security. Of if something, you can create a trust, you can create a will to know that, okay, whatever stuff happens, this is what goes down. There's so many other legal vehicles to protect your relationship or protect yourself from somebody that you have to legally marry. I don't get it, because it's such a hassle to get out of it, especially if a person decides to go ahead and make it difficult. I was reading about this as well. I'm always reading. My daughter's always saying, man, dad, you're always reading on the phone. I'm like, yeah, I'm always reading. Oh, I like reading what's going on in the world. And there was a story of a guy that he was saying his story, how he was dating somebody that made $500,000. He made $100,000 and she made $500,000, and they got married. And after the fact, they had kids. Even though he didn't make more money, he made 5 times less money. He was forced to pay child support. Yeah. And I mean, you hear so many horror stories, and you know, these, you know, the question for me, for the ladies, is why do you want equality until you get divorced? Like, if I just look at it, if I was in a partnership with in a business partnership with somebody, and basically that's the way you have to look at it, because yeah, you got romance, but the way it should be is whatever you came in, that's what you should leave with. And if you guys did have something together, then obviously you split it in half. I got, like, you know, like the billionaire from Amazon, Bezos. I get that, because if she helped him build the company what it is today, she definitely deserves half of that. But guys like Kevin Garnett and these professional athletes that, you know, like Eddie Murphy would say, that the chick walks to the club and she knows who the guy is. He doesn't even have to introduce himself. I mean, it's like, all right, you know, I don't understand the justification, but you see it happening over and over again. And it's one of those where you sit back and it's like, okay, I mean, this is never going to end. You're always going to have rich people. I read about that French guy too. It was this French billionaire. He married this former American Idol singer. And that was like his sixth marriage. And it was like half his age, more than half his age. I mean, he's like almost 70 and she's like early 30s. I'm like, goodness. And that's his sixth marriage. Yeah, I mean, if I don't, I gotta talk to somebody about why there is an importance to getting married. Like, why is it that big of a deal? And the reason why I don't put a lot of emphasis on it, maybe it comes back from my childhood. Just seeing that how my parents and that was a situation where it just gave ramifications. I think having kids, a lot of celebrities get it right. The celebrities out there that are having kids, then they plan on having a wedding. And it sounds screwed up, and it goes back to that archaic thinking that you have to wisen up. You have to understand that there is no upside to legally tying a relationship. There isn't. And I'm all about celebrating. I think it's a beautiful thing when you're in love with somebody and you see that connection with people and you guys enjoy life and you guys are celebrating that through the highlight of social media by showing all of us how much of a happy couple you are. I'm all for that. But it's a weird thing, man, when you see things hit the fan and the challenges arise, then all of a sudden it becomes, this is our money. Even though you made $50 million before I met you, you know, now that's $25 million of mine. It's like they inherit that, and I have a daughter, and I tell her all the time, don't depend on a man, and I'm just gonna keep drilling that in her head, because you don't want to fall into the damsel in distress mentality, which I run into with a lot of women. And she even knows it. That's the crazy part about it. It's like at 9 years old, she knows. She sees it. When I tell her, don't depend on a man. And then she'll tell me, you know, certain things. I'm like, Jazz, I'm just telling you. It's not just those people you know. It's everyone. Like, I'm telling you. Like, I know so many women in my life, both in my family, in relationships, and just coworkers that just depend on guys. And I'm not talking about, we all know there's people out there that do their own thing. Like, there's women that are working it. But you gotta understand, more times than not, it is the woman depending on a man. I'm okay with that, but in this world of feminism where women are wanting to be equal, then you're gonna have to pay the cost. It doesn't, I mean, there's no other way around it. You have to pay the cost to play. You have to pay the cost to be equal. And what I mean by that is if you are in a situation where you're having somebody making more money than you, you don't deserve half this money. I would, if you pride yourself on being on your own, then you would not want to have a nickel from that, right? You would like to build your own empire. You would like to do your own thing. I mean, even within my family, I mean, if I was to inherit money, I wouldn't feel comfortable with that. You know, that's not money I've earned. But that's me anyway, you know, but not everyone thinks that way, unfortunately. And I think that's where this whole scenario, man, of seeing it constantly, man, constantly seeing these athletes, constantly seeing these people of notoriety, of financial, I guess, independence and freedom, just get raked over and over again. I don't get it. And it's not, I guess for me, that's where I'm just trying to say it very carefully. It's something that we man, I just can't even say it, but because I just feel that if you want to be treated equally as a woman, then you have to own up. You have to understand that you have to build your wealth. You're going to have to shift priorities in your life, meaning that if you want to be a feminist, then it doesn't become about being married. Now it becomes about you creating a career and being successful. Because that's what guys do. And then once you build your career, and then when you're successful and you know you're independent and you know you got your own house and you know, and that's when maybe you could think about getting married. Because that's the process that us guys think about. You got to build your wealth first. You got to build your establishment, your building blocks. But a lot of women don't do that. And that's a shame, because it's just a conning game over and over again. And there's women out there that just want to stay at home. And I'm just talking to the ones that are speaking that feminist movement. You know, I'm talking to the ones that are out there saying that it's all about women power and women need to be, you know, ruling the world, which I'm cool with. But you can't do both. You can't act like you are subservient to somebody, and then on the other hand think you're gonna be independent. It doesn't make any sense, does it? I think I just figured out something important. I'm Scottie Pippen and Michael Jordan.